Monopoly is one of the world's most iconic board games. Its origins go back to 1903, when an American game designer called Lizzie Maggie invented an educational game called the Landlord's Game. Her intention was to illustrate Georgism, based on the economic principles of Henry George. Georgists are anti-monopolists. They believe that people should have equal access to the benefits of land, which is a natural resource. The Landlord's Game presented two distinct rule sets. One advocated for wealth distribution, and another promoted monopolization. Between 1906 and the 1930s, many variants of the Landlord's Game appeared in the U.S. As big American cities reached for the skies, the games incorporated elements such as property trading and development. In 1932, Charles Darrow adapted the game, developing his own version, known as Monopoly, which he started selling locally. The game became extremely popular as the Great Depression took hold, and toy and game manufacturer Parker Brothers acquired the rights to it in 1935. Parker Brothers marketed Monopoly as Darrow's invention and ignored Maggie's contributions. It wasn't until the 1970s, with legal battles over trademark rights and revelations by journalists, that the game's true origins were revealed. Meanwhile, Monopoly was making inroads abroad. While the original board featured Atlantic City streets, soon international versions were adapting local landmarks. Today, there are some 650 city versions, from Osaka to Cairo. The company Hasbro bought Parker Brothers in 1991, and with it, Monopoly. Under Hasbro, multiple alternative versions appeared. They included spin-off versions for younger people and those associated with major movie franchises. These include both Star Wars and Star Trek versions, a Game of Thrones Monopoly, a Cheater's Edition, which encourages players to cheat, with penalties for getting caught, and Monopoly Millionaire, where the goal is to be the first player to reach $1 million. There are also more critical, realistic, or downright darker Monopoly versions, potentially more in line with Maggie's original idea. Monopoly for Sore Losers helps players who have bad luck. Monopoly Tropical Tycoon is set on an island threatened by random weather events. There is even a Monopoly Socialism game, where players move around the board working together to make a better community. They manage and contribute to projects such as an all-winners school or a no-tip vegan restaurant.